sports opinions baked fresh daily. Dunham and Miller, tomorrow morning at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
6:53 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I'm Big Dick, along with Kevin Scott, running out what was left of the Hardline show because they are at the Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Houston. They did not want to miss the player introductions. I can't blame them, Kevin, because when I watch the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, that's always one of my favorite parts, too. So we stepped in and filled out the last half hour of the Hardline show. And then vacation, I guess.
Vacation for those guys.
Man.
Boston, Europe.
I can't tell you how much I hate that. As a P1 to the Hardline, I can't stand any shift in order of my normal listening day.
You need to embrace vacation, man. You need to embrace, especially you, somebody who, behind the scenes, just runs around with his ass on fire all the time. Now, there are people that run around with their ass on fire and accomplish very little. You, on the other hand, are somebody who runs around with his ass on fire and accomplishes quite a bit.
Oh, well, thank you.
You seriously need to embrace the downtime. Well,
Kevin, he already does because he takes those long road trips for the job, but it's to Vegas and L.A., but he says it's work.
Working vacations.
I get to tell you that.
You're on the air. You're doing bits.
That's still
you're taping shows.
That is kind of the way I look at it, though. I figure, hey, the only difference between your vacations and my vacations are my vacations involve P1s. In a van.
You know, I think Gordo and Craig were Gordo and George were talking about this morning.
Mm-hmm.
The vacation that's no longer the vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You got a cell phone.
Go ahead.
You got your laptop here. People take that with them. There's always emails, Blackberries. It's just nobody, I mean, most people do, I guess, but there's a certain segment of the population that doesn't get away on vacation. They've got to be in contact with somebody. Just getting away is what it should be about.
And I can't do
it. I know.
I can't stand to be out of touch.
You know what? In a way, that's kind of selfish. Because the world's going to go on without you. First of all, you're not going to lose your job. Nobody's going to Wally Pip you.
Well,
you do a great job. You've got a loyal following. Nobody's going to Wally Pip you.
Tell me that after I find out that Dan Cilio's been sitting in this chair.
How many shows did he come back for? How many other tries did he get? None.
Well,
exactly.
Doesn't mean they didn't
keep his
number.
Getting away, recharging your batteries, getting focused, coming up with new ideas.
I don't know.
That's more important than just grinding it out day after day, week after week, month after month.
I'm just telling you, like, the times that we get preempted and stuff, you know, for NCAA tournament or whatever, I'd sit around and think of stuff to do, you know?
Well, that's fine. You should go do that in the Bahamas or Puerto Rico. Or go do that in Europe.
I don't know.
Go do that somewhere else instead of sitting at home.
It just all runs together. I'm sure I'll die an early death because of it. But you know what? Before we get to the two-minute drill, I did just want to mention we're about to talk about Bowling for Spares tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
This really bizarre challenge that has been issued by George Dunham that the P1s and I are going to respond to. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock at Bad Radio's Bowling for Spares tournament out at the AMF. Showplace Lane.
Yeah, I think AMC's a car,
yeah,
isn't
sorry.
It?
Yeah, sorry. Or really? A movie theater chain.
Okay, yeah, I guess it is a movie chain, too, isn't it?
And I'm not up on my bowling. But AMF Showplace Lanes in Euless. George Dunham, his father-in-law, Dexter Coakley, and some unnamed ticket chick.
Oh, I was going to say Clarice Tinsley.
I know. Like,
well, should be thrown in
apparently
there.
All four of them were hanging out with Clarence Murphy. And they were drinking, and they decided that they would call us out. Us, the lowly little night show. Me, and I had to get three P1s together. And it's going to be me. It's going to be Wayne Lee.
Oh, that's great. That is great.
Gay Rick.
He was the guy that was up here that was the one of the scouts for the rodeo, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's extra gay, isn't he?
Oh, I heard him. I saw him.
Yeah.
No, he's super gay.
And a surprise P1. I'm not unveiling who the fourth is going to be yet, but we are going to try to defend the honor of the
Any
night
hints?
Show.
Would this surprise P1 be worth coming out and seeing?
Oh, yeah. And seeing is
believing?
The key. Seeing is the key.
Mind.
This is very visual. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So anyway, that's for tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. But you know what it's time to do right now? It's time for us to execute the two-minute drill. Brought to you by Hooters. Kevin, do you know the rules? Two minutes?
Well, I think it's
30
two
seconds.
Drill.
Wait, 30 seconds, yeah.
Yeah, 30 seconds until your time is up or we determine that your
stories become tiresome.
You know, there's six simple edicts. Start whatever you have to say.
That's the end, right?
Hold on.
Right. Expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Don't ask us how we're doing. That's only three edicts. You know what? Let's just throw caution to the wind. We'll operate on 50% of the edicts tonight.
Well,
start with whatever you have to say with the words.
Luanga Mabenga.
Oh, and we'll see how this goes.
And it can go however you like. Yeah. Are we ready?
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Luanga Mabenga. Pot, pot.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Luanga Mabenga. If you go to bed with an itchy...
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Luanga Mabenga. Val Morgan, all his promotional spots, he's an idiot. You guys need somebody new.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Walanga Babenga, Mota.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Yes, I'm very upset.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Walanga Babenga, spank it.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Walanga Babenga, I kicked that bitch out of line, knock out her dentures, and have her gummy right there.
Huh. You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Well, when the morning I think that I hope that there are lots of bitches, hits, and triumphs at the National Show this summer evening.
You know what? We always end up Ticket Sport Saturday with a good call from the fake Stephen Hawking.
That was lisping Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, no, we'll end up the 2 minute drill with a good call from the fake Stephen Hawking.
All right, well, that's going to do it. Thanks to everybody who was a part of the hard line, including Mike Reiner, Greg the Hammer Williams in Houston, along with Corby and Danny. Mike Turley filling in, producing back at the studio, Psycho Dave at the helm, Kevin Scott on the ticket tickers, Barb Smith doing traffic, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit, Miss Fugazi, and Dave in acquisitions was here, and some other guys. Stay tuned. The ticket top 10 is next. Then Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus, as I uncomfortably refer to myself in the third person. The Hardline's on vacation. And when does it return, Kevin? Any idea?
The 26th, I believe.
All right.
27th, 28th, somewhere around there.
Make an appointment. The 30th. The Ticket Top 10 is next on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is The Ticket.